This is a quote here from Yutes Kislev, Yechidus Yutes Kislev, right? So you have here in the first, the reason why I took this quote, even though it's from next week, because it has a shaykhus to the sikh of told us from last week, so I think I wanted to go in it right away, but it's, has it directly related to the sikh of told us from last week. So now, here the Rebbe starts up the sikh, the first words, not the first words of the sikh, but this is the first words of the quote here, where the Rebbe says, "Bifrat b'yimeinu eli meis ha-Mashiach shbehem nitzoyim achshav." Okay? Now these words of the Rebbe has raised a lot of questions and a lot of discussions in Oros HaTzmim, etc., etc., with different people are trying to explain different ideas. And so the question is like this. Here the Rebbe says, "Yimeis ha-Mashiach shbehem nitzoyim achshav." In the following words, the Rebbe says, you have to open up your eyes, you have to see this, etc., etc. With this is what the Rebbe already said in the Sikh of Passover Yetze. Here the Rebbe just adds some few words here, whatever. But the first words that the Rebbe said, that the main alien, Mois Mashiach, is a very powerful word. And so how do we understand it? So now, let us just say this. These words, the Rebbe explained these words here, is not a few words which the Rebbe threw in here in this sikha. The Rebbe has explained these words in the sikhas earlier, especially the sikha Pasha told us, about at great length. So now we're going to explain Pasha how the Rebbe itself explains what it means when he says, what does it mean? So we have here, let's go down. Here I've on line 6. I have a quote from Pasha told us, and so this Pasha told us this week. I think we discussed this last week, and you probably know it already. Here the Rebbe says, in the one second before we go into this, okay. The Shaila Dov is Migin Dov Kleren is. In English, I stated. The Shaila Dov stated the Moisam Shirsh Behem Nem Tzoyim Achshav. Is Doim Demas. Da geht es so ein, wo der Rebbe allein hat Masbe gewähnt. Heißt es, der Rebbe wacht da rein, der Wort, das nicht war, aber wacht da rein, der Wort, das hat nicht voneinander genommen. Der Rebbe hat gut voneinander genommen, die ganze Ingen früher. Und wegen dem müssen wir sehen, was der Rebbe sagt, das ist eine sehr klare Sache. I gut, in der ersten Sache, let me not sagen, der Hagdome. What? No, just for 2 seconds. No. So, the first thing, before we go into anything, let's just have it very clearly. There's a Chelik Gimel, there's a Sikha Chelik Gimel, the Rebbe writes that the world is Geboy, it's a Meyusid, on a Maim of the Friedrich Rebbe. The world is always moving forward. The world is not standing in one place. In other words, Asia created the world for a certain goal, for a certain purpose, and the world is always advancing towards that purpose, right? That's what the Rebbe says, explains over there. Now, based on that, the Rebbe just now said in the Sikha Parshas Noach, the Rebbe said that the Matzav HaKlal, the Klal Yisrael, is fully ready for Mashiach. The fact, if I myself, I'm not fully ready, I'm not, my Tehillim Mitzvah is not Mishlemes, the Rebbe says that does not affect the Matzav HaKlal. The Matzav HaKlal is ready. So once the Rebbe told us that our actions cannot change the situation of the klal. That's what the Rebbe told us here. The klal is ready, and whatever we do, that does not affect the klal. So once the klal is ready, the world, following the rules, the world has to make progress. If the world is ready, what is the next step? So the world is ready. The next step is it starts developing. Right? Because otherwise the world is constantly moving forward. The world is developing, so this is what we're going to see over here. What we're going to see here is, the Rebbe is sort of telling us, that you can be where you are, But the world is moving forward. In other words, if being the Rebbe said the world is ready, therefore the world is moving forward into your Mais HaMashiach, regardless where you are. So this is what we're going to see over here. So here you have this in the Sikha Pasha told us. So the Rebbe says in the morning when you get up in the morning before you on line seven and eight, the Rebbe says before you recognize yourself, before you're aware of yourself, you have a haskalah of etzem haneshama, right? And then go on to line 20-21, which we did this really last week. This is haskalah etzem haneshama, which we have in the morning before we recognize ourselves, that affects our whole day. Now, what did the Rebbe do here? The Rebbe came here and told us that there's a certain thing in the morning which we were never aware of. We never were aware there is something in the morning before I'm aware of us, of myself. I'm aware I have this Galus of Etzem Hashem. It's something which you never knew about, right? Anyway. Not, in other words, we all know, we learn to say this, we know I have never said a kiss. So I have a never said a kiss. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not there. This is becoming Yom Kippur, it comes to certain occasions, the kiss arouses. But fine, this is what we learn to say. Here the Rebbe is telling us that every year you get up in the morning, you have Iskalas Etzem Neshama, right? Till the Rebbe said this, I was not aware of this Iskalas Etzem Neshama. So what the Rebbe did, the Rebbe put into our system put something into the Iskalas. Remember, Iskalas usually means that it's revealed to me. So the Rebbe said there is Iskalas Etzem Neshama in the morning. Despite the fact that I, till the Rebbe told me this, I never knew about this, right? I knew of many other types of iskalas, which the Chassidus tells us about, which most of them you have to be shy to it, you have to prepare, be ready for it. Here the Rebbe is telling you, regardless, the Alter Rebbe says, when a Yid serves a Beit HaSorah, then he has a Yechido start, when a Yid has an Isoyim to serve a Beit HaSorah, serve a Beit HaSorah, that's when Yechido comes. Here the Rebbe is saying, by every year there's Galus Etzem Neshama in the morning. So the Rebbe is inserting into our life something which we were not aware of. And the Rebbe is telling us it's there and it's begoli. It's there, biskalitz, it's begoli. And we're not aware of it. So the Rebbe put something new into our system. It's not something belonging to a nefesh kiss, which is removed from us. We don't know if it's there. We sometimes know. No, it's there. The Rebbe has inserted something into our system without even telling us. He's telling us. Once it tells us, we can learn about it, we can identify it. But where is it coming? It's coming not from ourselves, it's coming from the Rebbe. Now, the same thing is, the Rebbe later on in the Sikha, later on, says the same way, just like the Skalas Etzim Shoma, every year in the morning, there is the Skalas Etzim HaMashiach. That's what the Rebbe says. The Skalas Etzim HaMashiach, which is all, the Mitzvah is always there. And it comes at a certain time, which is the time which the Rebbe is saying, this is, there is the Skalas of this Mitzvah. So now, what we see from here is that just like the scholars of Etzem Neshama, the Rebbe tells us, it's there, despite the fact if we're aware of it or not. So the same thing when it comes, the Rebbe says, the scholars of Etzem Neshama, he says, it's the Avir of Mashiach, if we're aware of it or not, it does not change the fact. Remember, so usually, when we're told, let's say, for instance, Caesar is going to tell us, you have a certain, when you serve a Beit HaZorah, when there's someone putting you in the trial of a Beit HaZorah, most Yidden will withstand the Nisayin, call a Yechid in themselves. So there's a whole explanation behind it, it's speaking to us, it's telling us, you should know there's a whole, this situation, that's when the Nekudas Tayyadah comes out. Or when it comes to going to Shul Yom Kippur, people go because that's when the Kudus Yad comes out. Here the Rebbe is telling us something, a fact, without any preparation. There's no situation there. You get up in the morning, what are your true matzias? Before you know yourself, what are your true matzias? You ask them, and that comes. So the Rebbe is sort of putting something into our system, something which we're not aware of. And the Rebbe is saying it's there. Now the Rebbe is telling us we can identify with, but this is something not that we have any, before the Rebbe has, we have no way of relating, no way of associating with this before the Rebbe. We never
say that maybe because your neshama gets renewed every day because it comes to Lamaila.
Fine, so that the Shom comes renewed, but fine. So as long as you say the Shom is renewed, we have no problem with that. Why? The Shom is renewed, so I don't know about it. Remember, here the Rebbe is telling me I know about it, so this is not only Neshama, this does not go in the category of Neshama. This is me. If I would have a renewed Neshama, okay, I have a renewed Neshama, Taylor tells me, so I know I have it. If I'm a holy yid, I may get to be aware of it. Here the Rebbe is telling me, not as a holy yid, regardless who I am, I have it. So this is not just in the realm of neshama. That's neshama that goes into the realm of my goof. I'm a person who don't sense my neshama normally. I'm not such a tzaddik. I don't sense my neshama. I'm not such a. And the Rebbe is telling me I have it. So this is not limited to the neshama. This also pertains to the goof. That me as a physical gosh mystic yid have this revelation. So it's mamish a revelation which is supposed to be seen in the realm of the gashmi, not only in the realm of the neshama. And this is what the Rebbe is putting into us, okay? Which is not the normal way that things work. Things work is in certain situations you rise, you can awaken your neshama. Here that me naturally, by default, getting up in the morning, me as a magushan dika person, should have this kalas on neshama. This is something which negates anything I knew till now. And the Rebbe is telling us, this is the way it is now. The Rebbe is telling me I can identify with it, but this is really something which is not only, it's poshet, in other words, it's not only the neshama, it's actually affecting me as a goof, and the Rebbe is telling me it's there in me. And now I'm going to identify with it after the Rebbe told me to me. So now the same thing would be, when the Rebbe says Iskalas Mitzis Mashiach, the Rebbe is telling us there is such a Iskalas, and regardless, it's in the air, regardless you identify. If you want, after the Rebbe tells it to you, we can identify with it. Okay, now, just to show, this type of mahalach, the Rebbe, in other words, we have the mahalach where Siddhas tells us, we're going over to page 2, that Siddhas tells us about Neshama. We should not only be aware of our goof, we should be also aware of our Neshama. This is the regular thing what Siddhas tells us. But to come and tell us that me as a person, not as a Neshama, as a person in a goof, I have certain aspects of Gilui Elokus in me as a normal regular person, that is really very unique. And this is what the Rebbe does it in many places. Just like the Rebbe does it in this Sikha, the Rebbe says in the morning, you have this revelation, regardless, you're getting up in the morning, my mind it may be is about who knows what, about the news or what. The Rebbe is telling me there is this revelation. So here we see, the Rebbe does it in many places. I'm just going to go through a few examples. How the Rebbe puts in the materials of a person, not only in the neshama. So number one, the first dogma, the Rebbe says here, and this sikhi here in Parshas Vayigash, Chelik Hei, lines 1-3, the Rebbe says, every yid has a chayzin in mitzvahs. What type of mitzvahs? Now you say mitzvahs, you can stand, wait, certain mitzvahs. The Rebbe says chukim. Chukim are mitzvahs which have no logical explanation. The Rebbe says, has a yid, has a be'etzam, a chayzin chukim. Now why should the yid have a chayzin chukim? Now which type of yid the Rebbe referring to? If you look at the sikha, the Rebbe is referring to a yid who has no chayzin. The Rebbe explains in the sikha. He's referring to a yid who has no chayzin kima mitzvahs. So he's referring to someone who we could consider, let's call him in our grob aloshen, a bum. The Rebbe says he has a chayzin, because the yid has a chayzin chukim. So what is the Rebbe doing? The Rebbe is putting into us. Usually what would Siddhas want, if Siddhas wants to excite us in doing mitzvahs, Siddhas will explain us how you can connect to Hashem with the mitzvah, through whatever the certain makeup, prepare yourself, think about it, you can connect to the lakus of the mitzvah. That is different things Siddhas will tell us in order to get us to do a mitzvah, to get. Here the Rebbe is telling us, we have, every yid has a way in his state, regardless, he has a chayzin kino chukim. So the Rebbe is putting something into the system, which does not fall in the regular category, the way Siddhas approaches things, that Siddhas approaches things, tells us to go away from our mitzvahs in order to connect to the lakus. Here the Rebbe is telling us, in our mitzvahs, the way we are, we have a chayz. And now the Rebbe is telling you, identify with it, and you'll find meaning to it. The same thing happened with the Sikhs Chelik Ches, where the Rebbe says, when you're learning Torah, yeah, you learn many things of Torah, make logical sense, right? Mm-hmm. This is what the Rebbe says. Now the Rebbe uses a very lot, but we can't go in the whole mahalach here. But the Rebbe has said like this, When we learn something in Torah, we understand it. It makes sense. Yeah, you learn a minor siddur. This fits most best by my modern siddur. You learn my minor siddur and you have a geschmack and it feels good. Or even you learn a din in the Torah and it makes sense. The Rebbe says, when you understand it, you have, this is the Rebbe's telling us, you in your mind have sense. The reason why you understand it is not only because the logic of it, it's because Torah is telling you this is logical. When you understand something about Torah, and you say it, whatever, you're learning a Gemara, you're learning something, it makes sense. The Rebbe is telling you, you should know, a Yid, not talking about, a Yid, when something of a Mishpat, the Rebbe talking about Mishpat, which is a very logical mitzvah. When you learn a Mishpat, you should know the reality is, this is what I'm telling you, the reality is that your mind, your seichel, senses, the seichel, which you are logical, human seichel, which you're logical, Yiddish, a human seichel, which you're using, senses, the reason why it understands is because the Torah is telling you to understand. So here the Rebbe, it's a Kabbalah's Eilu is telling you to understand. Now, till the Rebbe told this to us, we knew that certain mitzvahs you have to take with Kabbalah's Eilu. Chukim, we have no reason to take Kabbalah's Eilu. Mitzvahs, Mishpatim, you have to take, you can take with logic. So this tells us you have to take Mishpatim also with logic. That's what Chassidus tells us. Here the Rebbe is telling us the fact is,
Mishpatim with Kabbalah's Eilu.
Mishpatim have to be done with Kabbalah's Eilu. I'm sorry. Chassidus tells you have to do it with Kabbalah's Eilu. But we know it normally. Without too much of Veda, we know Mishpatim make logical seichel. Here the logical sense. Here the Rebbe tells us. The fact is, this is what the Rebbe tells us, the fact that when a Yid understands a Mishpat of the Torah, he senses at that moment the reason why he understands it is because Torah is telling him to, it's Kabbalah Seil which is telling him to understand it. And the Rebbe is telling this as a fact. So I'm just showing you examples of how the Rebbe has this Mahalach everywhere. It's very broad, it's everywhere, Mamish. I'm going to show you one more example, then we go to the main example, which I want to get to. But here, just do this one more example on lines 11 to 15. Here, the Rebbe is talking about, the Torah says that Yidin will do tshuva, Mashiach is going to come. So the Rebbe says, the Torah is telling us Yidin is going to do tshuva. When we do, how does he do tshuva? He has to do tshuva from his own free choice, right? If he's not doing it from his own free choice, then it's not him doing tshuva. So tshuva means I do tshuva from my own free choice. So how can the Torah guarantee me that we're going to do tshuva? If it's a moment of free choice, maybe we will choose not to do tshuva. So the Rebbe says,
When before Mashiach
comes? Sure, come. Maybe, who says, maybe we will, the human race will continue for another hundreds of years, and we'll never choose to do tshuva. It all depends on us. Maybe we'll never choose to do it. So the Rebbe says, that when we, the Yemei Mashiach, we will do tshuva. It's going to come from our free choice. And we're going to sense that this free choice is because the Torah promised us, told us to do it. Now, how did this work, these two things? The Rebbe saying it's free choice, we're going to sense that the Torah, which, the promise of the Torah, which is making us choose to do the tshuva. So the Rebbe, we had this already before, you have the coordination, you have both things together, it's free choice, and it's Hashem, which is prompting the free choice, right? And we're going to have it again soon. But what the point of the Kuddi is, here the Rebbe is telling us, when we do something from free choice, we're aware that there's something else prompting us to do it. Which, logically speaking, if it's my free choice, it can be something else. The Rebbe never says you have this awareness. In other words, the Rebbe puts into our system in Yonah Velikus, and he does not really, he tells us it's this way. When you learn what the Rebbe says, you come to identify with it. But for you, from a personal own, you would never identify with any one of these things, so the Pasha negates logic. To say someone that has no chais in a kima mitzvah, he has a geshmak in chukim, doesn't make sense. And the Rebbe says it this way, the same thing. So the same thing the Rebbe has done in this sikhi here, the Rebbe says you have this haskalas etzim in the morning. The Rebbe doesn't do what's normally done to say, you should know, if you do Aveda, you'll learn my mori, you'll be misplaying, and you will realize this etzem. The Rebbe, in all of these things, the Rebbe doesn't say any of that. He's telling this on the contrary. He's telling you the fact, you have it, just be aware that you have it. Your awareness will bring it out more, and you buy have it in yourself anyways. Right? Listen, now let's go to the main, because this goes on page number 3. On page number 3, we turn on page number 3, in the two lines on the top. Just another one, two examples, a small example. The Rebbe says, every year the Maimer after the Tzav, which the Rebbe gave out, last Maimer, Leisato, the Rebbe says, every year this is the Bracha from Golos. Till the Rebbe said that Maimer, were we aware that it's the Bracha from Golos, maybe now things, I mean, Yidin Blacheda, you know, you have to be reminded that the God of Golos. Many didn't feel too good in Golos. Things now maybe have changed because the Rebbe has promoted Golos so strongly. But what the Rebbe tells us, every Yid is the Bracha from Golos. In other words, the Rebbe is telling us things about ourselves, not about Neshama up there, which we can align with when we'll think about. No, he's telling us about ourselves, that we are the Bracha. I never knew I was the Bracha. We're broken. We're broken-hearted from Golos. He's telling us that we're broken-hearted. I never knew about it. Now the Rebbe tells me I'm going to begin to identify. I realize it. But the Rebbe tells me it's me. He doesn't say it's something up there and I should do a avodah to connect with it. The Rebbe tells me the fact it is now you'll identify with it, you'll just expand it. Now you have, here's another example. This example is the example I wanted to bring out mainly. Here there is the Rebbe says, if Sizzis discusses that every Yid has its Eidus Tshuva. What do they mean? There's different calls from Shemaim, different voices, baskers from Shemaim, and that awakens the person to the tshuva, right? So that's why it says of Sizzis, a person walks down the street in the middle of the day for no reason, all of a sudden he has a will to do tshuva. So Sizzis says that's coming from above. Now, what is the value of this awakening to do tshuva? What's the value? So Sizzis says, the value is only the person takes it seriously and actually does tshuva. If the person doesn't take it seriously, what happens? It's a certain awakening and just goes away. It has no value. The awakening itself has no value. If the person will take on his own accord and will take this awakening and bring it down into maisa to actually do tshuva, then it's going to have a value, right? Now, the same thing you have in Tanya. What is the same Tanya? Tanya, it says that all the Shoyim have always regret. They always have regret. That means they may have a lot of awakenings to do tshuva, but why do they remain a shoyim? Why is there a tshuva not this awakening validless? Why? Because if they don't bring it into action, as Alter Rebbe explains it very clearly, don't bring it into action. As long as you don't bring it into action, the fact you have an awakening, you regret, doesn't really change you. So that the tshuva is not valid. In order to do a valid tshuva, what do you have to do in order to do a valid tshuva? In order to do a valid tshuva, the person has to make a very firm decision. Alter Rebbe explains when he gets a tshuva. He has to make a very firm decision that he is not going to do any more avodas. Alter Rebbe says it very clearly. You have to make a very firm decision that serious he's not. And in other words, and the Eibishter sees the person serious, that this person is taka, not going to do any more avodas. He's going to carry out his decision not to do. He's going to carry it out. He's going to implement it. He's not going to be doing averus. Then it's a valid tshuva. So that's when you have this awakening. You don't have this valid decision to actually do tshuva b'poil. That's more. This awakening is not worth anything. This is what explains the chassidus. Comes the Rebbe tells us that our days. The Rebbe said, "You never done tshuva. Why have you never done tshuva? Why did Rebbe say? I mean, have I done tshuva? I mean, asking myself, have we?" Rebbe says, we all did tshuva. So Rebbe explains, there's not a yid, not only today, Rebbe always, there's not a yid which hasn't done tshuva many times in his life. And then based on this, Rebbe said that Rebbe should pass him, that he didn't have done tshuva. Now, as we say, a tshuva according to Allah has a certain definition. What is this definition? That a person has to make the decision, he's not going to do the avera again. So how can the Rebbe pass him?
The avera or any avera?
Any avera. Alter Rebbe says, no avarice again. So how can the Rabbanim paskin that he didn't have done tshuva? When you go around to people and ask them, they'll tell you, I don't know, like, I don't have other people to tell me, but people have told me, like Alter Siddim was speaking on this subject, who has done tshuva ever? Who has done tshuva? Who's made really? How many people have made a valid decision? Here the Rebbe says it very clearly. I didn't bring the quote. There's not a yid who hasn't done many times tshuva. And that's why he passed on the halacha that he didn't have done tshuva. Now, so what does this mean? So it's based on what we just now said. It's very, very simple. And the kudah is, we all have awakenings to do tshuva. Every person has it. Fine. So these awakenings can be said some very nice things. You have this avort, it's tshuva ilah, but it's not a real tshuva unless a person makes a firm decision. So what is it? It's a seder from the neshama. It's a seder from the neshama, but it's not a real tshuva. It's not legashmi. It's not a proper tshuva. Comes the Rebbe and says, you should know these awakenings, regardless who it is, even the person doesn't know any Torah. The level amount of Torah he knows what he considers to be good, what he considers tshuva. In these awakenings, there is, from time to time, a true decision to improve, to change your conduct. Now, what happens if a person makes a firm decision, and he really means it, and Hashem sees he means it, and it's a real tshuva? What happens if he comes a few days later and he falls back? And he falls back to his old ways. Does that take away the previous tshuva? So the Rebbe explains in several places. When the person b'shas ma'isa, I do this tshuva. I made a very firm decision, and it's firm. And I really intend to carry it out. It's not just a wish. I really have made a firm decision. The fact that later on, some later point in life, I fall back again, that got nothing to do with the decision at the moment. That's a new situation which arose. Something had happened, whatever. And therefore the tshuva at that moment, that tshuva was counted. So the Rebbe is telling us that these people, every year, there are times we may have many awakenings of tshuva which are not considered tshuva, but the Rebbe says every year has these awakenings, and amongst these awakenings there are times which is a firm decision, and maybe according to his knowledge, number one, to his knowledge about Torah mitzvahs, he is changing his conduct, or he changes and he falls back again. But regardless, the Rebbe is telling us there is a proper tshuva, the fully fledged tshuva of really making a firm decision not to do any Avedis at all, whatever he knows about Avedis, let's say. And that is a firm tshuva. So what is the Rebbe doing here? What we don't recognize at all, which we assume is not there. All we assume it belongs to our neshama, the Rebbe comes and gives it physical value. It says it's part of us. We have a geshmak nechukim. We can sense the Kabbalah's oil when we understand Torah, and we also have in ourselves a full decision from time to time. Maybe this decision lived only for very shortly, but there was definitely every person had this decision to change their ways, and that is a full tshuva of lifi halacha. So whether, in other words, whatever in the past was always placed into the neshama, the Rebbe is giving it, telling it in us, as a human being, not only in our neshama. Does it follow? Yeah, fine. Therefore, so now let's go with this last thing. Here we have. If you still have your patience, you're still ready to go for this. Yeah, okay. Let's go here. Here you have the Rebbe is talking about when they show the Shabbos Chazon. They show Binyan Mikdash to every person. Every person sees the Beis HaMikdash Shabbos Chazon. Mm-hmm. What's the purpose of seeing the Beis HaMikdash Shabbos Chazon? Because through seeing the Beis HaMikdash Shabbos Chazon, will approve our ways that we will never, that strengthens us with the Koyach, that the Eibush will build the Beis HaMikdash, will never ever, it strengthens us to perfect our ways, to improve our ways, and when the Eibush will build this third Beis HaMikdash, will never ever go back to old ways and allow it to be destroyed. That is the idea of showing the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos Chazon. Now, the Rebbe asks, you know, we have many, there's always said, the Chazal say that every day there's cruising, different bus girls, which we just now discussed, awaken people to each other. So what is the difference of showing Shabbos Chazon, the Beis HaMikdash, and all these cruising? So the Rebbe says it's not the same thing. Why? Because the cruising is, as we said, it's awakening coming from above. It's coming from above. The person doesn't chap it and deal with it right away. It just disappears. This, the Rebbe says, is affecting the person. It affects a person in his gashmis, his nefesh abamis, when Shabbos Chazon, the fact that the Shevish shows the Beis HaMikdash, actually it transforms a person. If you look in lines 10 to 12, here the Rebbe says, he sees very clearly, it changes the nature of the person. This is what the Rebbe tells us. So what the Rebbe is doing here, the same thing, what is he doing? The way, till now we have these baskels, which affect us, beruchnias. Here the Rebbe is telling us, this actually affects us, begashmas, right? Now, this is what the Rebbe said all the years, about Shabbos Chazon. Comes Tov Shemem Zayin, in lines 13. The Rebbe, all of a sudden, comes up with a new thing. And this is very amazing. The Rebbe said in line 13, what is the purpose of showing us the Beis HaMikdash if I don't see it? For some reason, never asked, the Rebbe went through all the years, he's speaking about Shabbos Chazon, and says it actually transforms the person. Yeah. And here the Rebbe says, what do you mean? What? I don't even see it. So what effect does it have on me? Top Shemim Zayin, the Rebbe decides to bring up the Shaila. Right. And the Rebbe says, you can ask people around you, ask them if they saw it, they also didn't see it. So how is that going to get me to change my ways, if I don't even see what they're showing me, what I'm being shown? This Rebbe says in Top Shemim Zayin. So the Rebbe says here, it's a long sicha, and the Rebbe, but this, you have to hear what the Rebbe says here. The Rebbe says, when you hear about this, that Shabbos Chazon, you are shown the Beis HaMikdash, and you put it into your mind that I'm being shown the Beis HaMikdash, if you will put it to your mind and you will take it seriously, that will affect your ways. It says, when the cruising is so, L'cheire, it's mamzer, the same thing as the basker. It depends on you. No, it's not the same thing. Why? This bas girl is an awakening from above, and if you don't deal with it, it just disappears. This thing, when you will put your mind with it, is going to transform you, but when you are transformed, you're going to realize the reason why I'm being transformed is because of the Beis HaMikdash. Because I was shown the thing with Mila. Does this make sense to you? In other words, the Rebbe is telling you that this thing transforms you. If you, let's put it in other words, you have it two sichas, the way the Rebbe always said it, and then you have what the Rebbe said on Top Shemem Zayin. The Rebbe is telling us that this thing on Shabbos Chazon always affects you and transforms you. It's not like the basker. Shabbos Chazon, Top Shemem Zayin, the Rebbe says, I don't see it. I mean, the Rebbe could have asked this question years ago, right? Why? Because I learned this sicha about being transformed Shabbos Chazon as a bocher before the Rebbe said Tav Shemem Zayin. And I remember going up to, at that time, was Rabbi Yehl Khan, asked him what the Rebbe means. I thought that, I don't see it. I mean, what do you mean it's effective? What do you mean? Does it mean begashness? I remember asking him, what do you mean? So he smiled, I don't remember what he answered, but anyway. So I asked him, so this question, whoever learns this sicha may occupy the mind of Shaila. The Rebbe didn't care about the Shaila till Tav Shemem Zayin. The Rebbe says, comes up with the Shaila, but I don't see it, so how can it affect me? Anyways, but the Rebbe is telling us it affects us. Tav Shemem Zayin, the Rebbe comes and says, but I don't see it, so how can it affect me? So the Rebbe says, in order for it to affect you, you have to think about it. So what does that mean? And when you think about it, you'll realize that it will affect you. And you'll realize the reason why it's affecting you, not because of your own credit, not because of that. What does it mean? This is affecting you. If you want to have the full effect, you identify with the fact that it's affecting you. When you identify with the fact that it's affecting you, that's when you will be fully conscious of the effect that it has in you. In other words, it's always affecting you. You may not be aware of it. When you're identified with the fact that it's affecting you, you will come fully consciously aware how it is affecting you, and you will then transform and change yourself, and you'll be aware the reason why I'm transforming and changing myself is because of the Beis HaMikdash is being shown to me. So you'll be aware the fact I'm changing myself is the effect of the Beis HaMikdash. Just like we said before, when they get in the end of this man of God, they're going to do tshuva, sense that the reason why they're doing tshuva is not on their own credit, but on the Torah which is imposing on them to do tshuva, which is prompting them to do tshuva. Just to put it in better words, this idea of being affected by above and realizing choosing to change yourself and realizing the reason why I'm choosing to change myself is because I'm affected by above is something which we all, today is a reality we all live. This is what we all know. We're all changing, doing. We're doing it from our own will, and we're aware that it's a Rebbe who is prompting us to do it. So this is actually the coordination of these two points, that you're doing it from your own choice, and you're aware that it's coming from above. Coming back to our point now, to the what we started off with, that Rebbe says, today is Yom Yisrael Mashiach. So now it's very clear. The Rebbe explained us that the world is moving forward regardless. Therefore, the fact is whether we, just like in the revelation of the Etzem Hashem in the morning, you have it. The Metzius of the Scholars of the Etzem, Scholars of Mashiach is here. Therefore, regardless you identify, like this is a mahalach of the Rebbe always inserts into our system different things which, and says not Beruchnis, Poshet in Metzius HaKashmi, he's always inserting these things. And he's telling us it's this way, and the only way we come to recognize it is by hearing about the Rebbe. But the Rebbe tells us this is what it is. The same thing the Rebbe is telling us. There is this Galus of Metzius Mashiach, whether you recognize it or not. But this is a fact, just like this Galus of Etzem Hashem in the morning. So, when it comes to Gula, Gula is the effect of Mashiach on me. What is Gula? The I'm affected by the Rebbe Mashiach, and therefore I redeem, I go out of my situation. I go to Eretz Yisrael eventually, but this Gula is the effect on me. When it comes to Gula, the Rebbe doesn't say, that's when the Rebbe says, there you have to open your eyes. You open your eyes, you'll come to realize that this is your Yom Mashiach. Therefore, you will affect yourself with Gula. The four more or less fall into place. I wanted to bring out 2 points. The reason the Rebbe says here, the Moshe Mashiach, we are ready here in Moshe Mashiach, is not something the Rebbe threw a statement which he didn't explain before. He explained it very clearly in the Sichas before. And number one, and number two, the reason why he says the Moshe Mashiach and not Gula is probably because when it comes to Gula, the Rebbe says, Gula is me, I'm being redeemed. For me, myself, to be redeemed, I have to be aware and connect with the revelation. For Yemayis Mashiach, you're talking about Melech HaMashiach, it's his time, it's his era now, it's Zman HaGula, it's his time. It's got nothing to do with whether you recognize it or not. The fact is, it's his time. Just like you said, the Rebbe says, the fact is, the Rebbe tells us tens of facts. Now the Rebbe is telling us, this is the fact, this is Yemayis Mashiach, whether you recognize it or not. Now, there's one more point to add to this. When we say Yemayis Mashiach, does it mean Yemayis Mashiach according to Halacha or not? So I just want to we can't go into this, but just go very, very quickly. The Rebbe is telling Yemayis Mashiach, telling us a fact. Does it mean it's according to Halacha? Then the rule of Halacha is not created by Lamaila. Created by Yidden. Yidden take the Torah and they decide if Halacha is like this or Halacha like that. When the Rebbe says Yemayis Mashiach, telling us a fact. Is this Halacha? When Yidden will identify with it and realize that what the Rebbe is saying is real, then they will decide that this is Halacha, and that's when it will come Halacha. And that's what the Sikh of Shabbos Mishpatim, when the Rebbe Rabbanim decide the person, they give Zman HaGula. In other words, the Rebbe is telling us a fact. The Halacha is created by us. By accepting, identifying with the Rebbe. And then, Yidden Rabbanim Paskin, but the Rebbe here is saying a fact. Huh? Say that?
It was Maisa with the Rebbe that someone, Shliach was in big debt, and the Rebbe said you should get 3 Rabbanim to Paskin and that he should get out of debt.
But here we're talking about Mamish Bekashim's physical. What does it mean? You're saying in Moshe Mashiach means that it has a certain value, halachic value. What does it mean? You're saying in Moshe Mashiach, what's halachic value? Basically, it obligates Yidden to start preparing himself for the Gula. I mean, Yemayis Mashiach doesn't have any, that's what it is. It's Yemayis Mashiach, meaning that we can bring the Gula. So you don't have to have the Ruchnis here. This is Posh Begashmis. In order for Yidden to be obligated to identify with it, the Rebbe's telling us a fact. To make it a chiv on Yidden to identify, when Rabbanim identify that this is what it is, Posh Begashmis, Rabbanim said this is what it is, and we are obligated to identify with it. So far, it's something from the Rebbe. It's a Rebbe telling us a fact. Or you can say it in another nusach of the way the Rebbe says it in Shabbos Pasim Mishpatim. Nisidereinu hot gepaskent. Nisidereinu paskent already. And now the Rebbe went and paskent on their own accord. That's what the Rebbe says in Shabbos Mishpatim. In other words, in order for Halacha to take fully fledged, full-fledged koyach as a proper loch, it has to be accepted by the gedar loch. It has to be accepted by Klal Yisrael. It's an hedron path. It has to be accepted by Klal Yisrael. So the Klal Yisrael formed the loch. When the Rabbanim accepted this is what it is, that's when it comes to Allah. Otherwise, it's a das teira, etc. Das teira, it's a fact, but we're not identifying with it, so it doesn't have the full, doesn't have the koyach of Allah. Yeah, okay. I just don't want to answer the question. Okay, this, I hope, huh? Okay, does it, thank you very much. Thank you to you.
When
a bona passing it means that they take it seriously, then whole Klal Yisrael is going to take it seriously. When everyone takes it seriously, you can be sure it's going to happen. So that's what halacha means. Halacha here is not spiritual, it's very practical. When a bona decides that this is reality, what the Rebbe is saying, and then Klal Yisrael take it seriously, and then if we take it seriously, the Moshe Zich, we have the ability to bring the Gula, etc., by observing Torah Mitzvah Kedaboy, then we will definitely bring the Gula. So halacha just gives it a koyach that it should actually happen. Not in the spiritual sense. We don't have to turn it to the spiritual sense. Parshat Begashmis. It's going to, okay, that's what it is. Okay, say that.